This Chazar Zeichen Neshabach Chesashag Vem Yehudim Sechas Kedushim Daf Mem Beis. Reflect on what the Gemara previously said, that we learned the concept of Shlichas for Kachem from the Pasuk of Shachat to Oisei Kol Chalag Das Yisrael. The Gemara now asks that we can work according to Rav Shuv and Karcha. However, Rav Yonis uses this puzzle to teach that all Klal Yisrael can be Yotzei their Karban Pesach with one animal. So how does he learn the concept of Shlichas by Kachem? But I said, even according to him, still the Pasuk is still saying that one person can Shechta for everybody and would still therefore be able to teach the concept of Shlichas. Maybe there's Shlichas in that case because the people are partners in the animal and he's doing the act for himself as well. How do we know that a Shlichas can even act when he's not needed, when it's not needed for himself? Where it says, rather, the source of Shlichas by Kachem is from the Pasuk of Yichu Lohem Ish Selaves Ovoi Selabois, which teaches that one person can take the animal on behalf of the others. Again, the pasuk is we're talking about lachayr with their partners in the animals. Maybe it's only with the other shlichas can be done. Mar said no. We already know that shlichas can be done for partners from the other pasuk. Therefore, this pasuk must be coming to teach something else. It's teaching shlichas even when someone's not a partner. Fakhr Marab Yitzchak uses this pasuk to teach that only an adult has the capacity to purchase on behalf of others, but a katan does not. If so, the pasuk is not available to teach shlichas according to Rabbi Yitzchak. So where is he going to learn it from? Marab says Rabbi Yitzchak's drasha can be learned from the pasuk of ish lefi achli, which leaves this other pasuk available to teach shlichas when one is not a partner. Fakhr Marab, the pasuk of ish lefi achli is needed to teach that a single person without a group can even bring his own carbon pesach. If so, it can't be used for the drasha of Yitzchak, which means that the pasuk of v'yichul Ish is not available to teach shlichas. Rav Yonason must hold like the view that holds that a single individual may not bring his own carbon pesach, and therefore the pasuk of ish lefi achle is available for the drasha of Rabbi Yitzchak. Reflecting, Rabbi Gidl and Rav learned shlichas from the pasuk of v'nasi echad nasi echad mimate. It was written regarding the dividing of Eretz Yisrael. Why doesn't he instead learn this concept from the other sources that we gave? And for tomorrow, Rav Gidl and Rav is not actually learning shlichas from that pasuk, as can be proved from the fact that the Nasi was also acting on behalf of the Ketanim, who can't make a Shliach. So clearly he's not learning how Shliach is from over there. Rather, he's learning from that Pasuk the concept that we can be Zoiche for a person even if the person is not aware of it. Furthermore, how can you learn the concept of from the division of Eretz Yisrael? Some people would presumably not be happy with the portion that they got, and therefore the Nasi would not be acting in the capacity of Zoiche. Rather, Rav Gidl Neim Rav was learning from this pasuk that at times a person can act on another's behalf even if the person is not happy with the results. This is applied when Bezin sets up an apotropis for orphans to divide their father's estate. As long as the apotropis has the best interest of the child in mind, then even if the child is not happy with the portion that he receives, the apotropis's act is considered a valid act and choice on behalf of the child. This is learned from the fact that the Nasi was able to choose the portion for the people even if they were not happy with that portion. Rav Nachman and Neim Shmuel said that if a court-appointed guardian divides the property of an estate among the orphans, when the orphans become adults, they may not dispute the way it was divided, because if we say that they are allowed to dispute it, then how is Bezdin better than anybody else? Vekamar Misha says, if property is sold by Bezdin and sold at a sixth less or more than its true value, the sale is void. Shimon Gamliel says that the sale is valid, because if not, in what way is Bezdin better than anybody else? And Rav Huna bar Chinuna, in the name of Rav Nachman, passes like the Tanakhama, we see that Rav Nachman does not agree with the argument of how is Bezin better than anyone else. And if the mission is discussing where Bezin made an error. In such a case, Rav Nachman says we don't have to worry about the covet of Bezin. In the case of the guardian who did not make a mistake, but we do have to worry about the respect of Bezin, and we have to respect their decision. In fact, if no mistake was made, what are the orphans complaining about? The Gemara says they're complaining that they wanted a portion on the other side of the field or whatever it is, but the portions are taka of equal value, so they really don't have that type of taina they don't have. Rav Nachman said, when brothers divide their father's estate, they're treated as purchasing their share from the other brother. Therefore, if the division turns out not to have been equal, if the discrepancy is less than a sixth, the transaction remains valid. If it's more than a sixth, it becomes batel. If it's exactly a sixth off, then the transaction is valid, but the amount must be returned to the brother who received the lesser portion. Rava said the only time the transaction remains valid, even if it's less than a sixth, if it was not done through a shliach. If it was, then he could tell the shliach, I send you to benefit me, not to hurt me, and therefore it becomes batel. Rava said when it's more than a sixth, it becomes batel only if they had not agreed to use, but ultimately did use, the appraisal of a bezin. If they did agree beforehand, the transaction would remain valid. Rava said, when we say that if it's exactly one sixth, the transaction is valid, but the overage must be returned, that's only if they divided movable property. But if they divided land, it would not have to be returned because there's no concept of a no by land. However, that's only if they divided the land based on value. If they divided the land based on measurement, the overage does have to be returned, because Rabbi said that when something is sold based on measurement, weight, or number, even a slight overage must be returned. Fedek Gemara, once we have now established the concept of shliach, why does the Mishnah say that if a shliach causes a fire that causes damage, the shliach himself is chayev? If he's a shliach, the principal should be the one who's chayev. Shulchan Shladim Kamaisai. Gemara said that case is different, because we say that there's no shlichas, ain't shlichas advar avera. Because when faced with listening to this, to the one who's sending you, to the principal, or to Hashem, the shliach should have chosen to listen to Hashem and not done the avera. The divrei Rav, the divrei Talmud, the divrei Mishaimin. Vielleicht the Mishnah says that it's possible for the act of shliach to cause the principle to be chayav for me'ila. Now, if we don't apply the concept of shlichus to an aveira, how do we apply the concept of shlichus in this case? Where I said the case of me'ila is different because we learn from gzeir shavah on the word chet from truma that just as by shlichus by truma is also shlichus for me'ila. In fact, let me'ila be the standard from which we learn to all other places that there's even shlichus of dvar aveira. Where I said we find that there is shlichus for the aveira of a shomer using the item for himself, which he may not do. Therefore, the case of shomer and the case of me'ila are shnei ksumah b'm kiechot, and therefore emalamdin. The case of Shomer is actually machlok between Bisham and Hillel. Bishamer will say that the pasuk there teaches that he would be chayiv if a shliach acted on his behalf. Bishamer say the pasuk teaches something else, that a Shomer would become responsible for the item if he even had a thought to use the item. According to Bishamer, why can't we learn from Me'ila to all over? Mar said the case of Me'ila and the case of one who stole an animal and then slaughtered it or sold it are two psukim are shtek so magbam kiyachot, because that the concept of shlichas applies to this case as well. And therefore, even according to Bishamer, we cannot learn from Me'ila and apply it to all other cases because he still has shnek so magbam kiyachot. In fact, as Mar says, we learn that shlichas applies to the case of stolen and slaughtered or a sold animal as follows. With three different drachen. But one, the Gemara says that just as a sale is done with another person, so too is a slaughter, the shechita, it can even be done through another person. Number two, in the yeshiva of Rishmol, they said that the word oy in the pasuk comes to include the case of the act done by a shliach. And number three, in the yeshiva of Chizkiah, they said that the word tachas in the pasuk comes to include the case of an act done by a shliach.